This is the dry bean scene brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company. Dry bean harvest is underway across parts of the region. Ryan Wanzik says his crop has held up fairly well this season, despite some impacts from the summer heat.
Our beans in this area are doing fairly well compared to what I'm hearing from across the state. We caught a few more rains than most of the guys up north in the big bean growing areas, but we're just kind of getting rolling with the combines here.
Yeah, I heard that you're kind of going into harvest. How are they yielding? How do they look?
We're doing okay right now. I would say we're in that 15 to 17 bag range. And our typical yields in this area are in that 18 to 20. So we're a little bit below average, but doing okay on the end of the fact that we just didn't have any moisture and all that heat that came through right during flowering.
Wanzik says weather has created its share of challenges for dry beans this growing season, with periods of heat putting additional stress on crops.
It's brought a lot of different challenges. There's a lot of different beans that are at different maturities and kind of two crops out there, so it really made it a challenge to decide when to desiccate the beans. And we still have a lot of beans in our area that haven't been killed and probably won't be for another 10 days. Those ones are the ones that got hit the hardest by the drought. But hopefully they can put on some beans now and get some yield out of them in the end here. But we're not real optimistic on the late beans. I'm hoping we can get 800-900 pounds. If we can get that, I'll be happy just because of the fact they just didn't put any pods on.
This is the dry bean scene brought to you by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Gowan Company, SRS Commodities, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and Johnstown Bean Company.